This is the brief on GPU as a service for Indian public sector undertakings. So here's the deal. India's public sector undertakings, you know, PSUs, are diving headfirst into AI and big data. But there's a big problem. Their old-school CPU-based systems just can't keep up with these massive workloads. And that's exactly where GPU as a service, or GPUAS, comes in. It's the key to getting the power they need, but it has to be done right. So for any leaders listening, there are really three things to nail. Okay, first up, compliance and data sovereignty are non-negotiable. For any government AI project in India, you have to remember that following the rules comes before raw performance, period. This means all sensitive data and workloads absolutely must stay inside the country's borders, fitting in with that whole Digital India framework. Second, you've got to get smart with virtualization to keep things secure. We're talking about using things like virtual GPUs and containers. This lets different teams share the computing power efficiently, but, and this is crucial, without stepping on each other's toes or risking security. And finally, you need total cost transparency. A lot of PSUs get sticker shock thinking about GPU costs. But with a service model, you switch to a pay-as-you-use system. This just makes so much more financial sense than sinking a ton of money into fixed hardware. So really, the bottom line is this. For PSUs to build a solid government AI infrastructure, they have to perfectly balance compliance, security, and smart spending.